much is the not having Justin Pugh hurt that offensive line?
Again, Bobby had a good week of practice. He had a productive day yesterday in pads. Expect him to play his best game as a pro this week.
What's going on with Jonathan Casillas? Where does he stand with the neck injury?
He's out this week, and we'll take a look at him again next week. It feels like he's making progress. He was out practicing this week in a limited role.
Was he able to do contact stuff, or is he still that?
We'll progress to that next week.
Where do things stand with Deion?
He tweaked his ankle yesterday. We'll take a look at him today inside, and then tomorrow will be a big day for him.
What will you do if you can't have him? Will you bring someone up from the practice squad? Will you use a safety?
If he can't play, somebody else will play.
Do you view any of your safeties as options to help you out at quarterback if you need
them? Yeah, we cross-train some of our safeties inside, so that's certainly an option, yes. It's not ideal, but it's an option.
Man, you talked about flushing the first half. How frustrating is it to come off the bye and be without so many key guys?
You just said it. We flushed the first half. We're going to play with the players who are available. We can't control who's not available for the game.
What do you think of your wide receivers pick up on the offense, like over the bye week and kind of acclimating to Eli and the offense?
We completed the ball at a high percentage this week in practice. That was encouraging to see. Monday was a good day for us to get out here and get some work. It's always good to get extra work during the bye week. You look at some wrinkles during the bye, but look at yourself, and but it's good to get that extra week, especially when you have some new guys, not necessarily new guys, but guys who need to develop chemistry with the quarterback.
What constitutes a good practice in your eyes?
Physical, heavy-handed, good tempo. You win the turnover battle in all three phases. You catch the ball cleanly. It doesn't hit the ground often. On the defensive periods, they catch the ball cleanly. They don't drop it. On interception opportunities, the offense catches the ball cleanly. They don't put it on the ground. Zero pre-snap penalties on offense, defense, and special teams when it's the team that you're playing with in the game is up. Tempo's a big part of it, too.
So when you have a good week of practice, you obviously must go into the game expecting it to translate.
Absolutely.
So why do you think it hasn't?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
In the past, is that sort of what you've experienced? It's when you play practice well, usually translate. Does it ever
work
the other way? Or?
Sometimes. Yeah, not always. Not always. It gives you a chance to have a chance, though.
Did the bye week give you a chance to maybe put in some different things on offense to maybe fit what you have now at wide receiver?
Again, you don't reinvent the wheel over the bye week. It gives you a chance to get players who are playing in the game healthy. Gives them a chance to get away from things mentally and look at some wrinkles. But more so what you do is you flush the things that aren't going well and you decide, make a decision on what things you can fix that can be easy fixes. Are you using players the right way?
How much does this Rams team to be playing this year even resemble the team they sort of faced last year?
Say it one more time.
How much does this Rams team you're playing even resemble the team that you faced last year?
Defense, they wreak havoc all over the field. They always have. As far as I can remember, they play good defense. They have speed at all three levels. Their defensive line's tremendous. Their front seven, they have five of seven of those guys who are first rounders. Their linebackers can run. They're really instinctive after the football. Joyner's a hard-hitting safety. He was last year. They played him in a different role. Their configuration's different on defense, but they're loaded there. Offensively, they're a little bit different. They still use some short passing game stuff, but it's more off of the John Gruden and Mike Shanahan families. So they'll match up a little bit of Sean Payton in there as well as where they'll match up their spacing concepts with their downfield stuff. And they'll try to make them look the same. A lot of window dressing in the run game to try to give Gurley a crease. So they're a little bit different that way on the offensive side of the ball. But Gurley's been a good player for him. And you can't let him wreck the game.
When you look at their line, can you notice the difference Whitworth has made?
Whitworth is, he's a good player. He's done it for a long time, has a lot of experience under his belt, and he's coming off of a bye week, so I'm sure that'll help him.
How much of a difference has Jared Goff made in that offense? Because last year you guys didn't face him.
in London. How much of a difference has he made for that team?
Yeah, he's I think he has his 15th start coming up. And obviously it's not still not a full season under his belt, but you see him learning. You see the confidence that he's gaining. He understands the system. He understands how to work through progressions. He's a natural pocket passer.
Ben, when you talk about the practice and how well you're practicing, part of the bye week, did you examine your schedule from maybe when you leave the practice field on Saturday to Sunday on game day to see if there were anything you can tweak there in terms of helping the transition?
Yes. Yeah, I went back and looked at, is there anything that we can do after our Thursday practice from our Friday into Saturday to Sunday? Yeah, absolutely. Took a look at some different things when we're traveling west. Is there anything we can do? But, our experience in our quasi-West Coast trip was pretty good. We took a look at our team, team hotel, and when we get there, is there anything we could do? Maybe getting them to bed earlier or changing up the routine. But we felt right now the best thing to do is just to trust our plan. We won a lot of football games doing it, so we're going to stick with it.
You said they actually practiced better this year than last year? Like, how so?
Yeah, I feel that, we're a better practice team this year than we were last year. The tempo's been consistently better.
What did you think of Curtis Grant in game on defense? And if Calvin comes back, you still have enough faith in Calvin to make him your middle linebacker?
We're going to take a look at it, give guys opportunities to play in the game. We're a little thin there at the linebacker spot, so guys will have opportunities to play in a variety of different roles, depends on what the package is and personnel on the field.